whatever he did would come to fruition. It was also true that the luck that surpassed the limit affected the cause and effect. The original probability of 1 in 10,000 was hardened to nearly 100%. But after succeeding 7 times in a row, the last one failed again. This also showed that the power of karma had once again overtaken luck after accumulating to its limit. This was just a small thing that happened to him. Lin Moshian substituted it into the great world, but he was able to figure out what happened to the great world. The accumulated karma of the great world was too great. Even if the great world's luck was overwhelming, it would likewise be countered by the power of karma. Even the more accumulated karma from before, the stronger the backlash would be. Lin Moyu felt that if, in the next step, he no longer refined the spirit-devouring race with the help of the explosive luck technique, the chances might be even lower than 1 in 10,000, or perhaps it had already been as low as 1 in several tens of thousands. This was the backlash of the power of karma. Thinking about this, Lin Moshian was appalled in his heart. The power of causality was by no means without a price, as he had used the explosive fortune technique time and time again to comprehend the laws of time, he was likewise accumulating the power of causality. And this power of karma was the relationship between himself and the runes of the great world. After all, the laws in the great world were all evolved from the great world runes. The deeper one accumulated, the closer one's connection with the great world rune became. This force of karma could not be dissolved, and Lin Moshian did not know what to do. However, if he was told to stop using the explosive luck technique and instead slowly comprehend the laws of time, Lin Moshian would definitely be unwilling to do so. After thinking about it, he simply recited very baldly, "I don't intend to leave anyway." So that's it. Chu Qiwu heard this thoughtless remark and said strangely, "What did you say?" Lin Moyu said, "Nothing, just having some epiphanies." In the next second, little mist rushed out on a white cloud. Together with the flesh body brought half a month ago, there were a total of 11 flesh bodies, lying side by side on the ground. Lin Moyu said to Little Mist, "You choose one." Little Mist flew around the 11 flesh bodies, looking left and right, looking at whichever one she liked. She had a tangled look on her face. "It's over, each one is quite good looking, what should I do?" 11 flesh bodies, 11 young goddess kings, all good looking. In terms of the human race's aesthetics, they were all great beauties, and it was indeed hard to choose. Little Misty had already picked her eyes and didn't know which one to choose. In the end, under Lin Mayu's advice, she picked a goddess king with a relatively petite figure. The reason was strange, but it was because Little Mist had once seen similar-looking female disciples in the Cloud Mist sect. Lin Mayu gave a soul crystal to Little Mist. "Try it, I hope it will work, don't be sad if it fails, I will think of another way." Little Mist happily took the soul crystal. "Don't worry, Little Mist believes in Master." Saying this, she crushed the soul crystal, which instantly transformed into a ball of strange power enveloping Little Mist. Little Mist was blessed with the spirit and immediately burrowed into the target's body. With Lin Moshian continuously providing life force, these fleshly bodies still maintained good vitality. As soon as the Little Mist went in, it instantly reacted. Lin Moyu also detached a sliver of his soul and followed Little Mist as he drilled into the soul world. The talent of taking over the soul from the spirit-devouring clan was working, the soul world that had been broken was being reorganized, and Little Mist was becoming the new master of this world. Roughly speaking, Little Mist was no different from an ordinary human soul. But Lin Moyu could clearly sense that there was still something different between the two. Little Mist was an artifact spirit, not a human. The life of an artifact spirit was almost infinite, and Little Mist's body was not the inheritance tower, but the pearl of the supreme inheritance. As long as the pearl didn't break, Little Mist could always exist. Now that she had temporarily become a human, if and when her lifespan ran out, Little Mist would still be able to come back and continue to exist as an artifact spirit. Those longevity that even the Heavenly Father couldn't seek, but could be obtained in Little Mist. While Little Mist is envying others, how can others not be envying Little Mist? Every drink and every pack has its own destiny. The reorganization of the soul world was a bit slow, it looked like it would take quite a bit of time. Lin Mayu's heart moved and a strand of soul force was sent over to help the soul world reorganize quickly. Half an hour later, that goddess king who had been seized by Little Mist slowly opened her eyes. She struggled to get up, but her movements weren't too natural, as if she wasn't quite used to it. Little Mist was an artifact spirit before, but now that she had turned into a real person, it was normal for her to be unaccustomed, and it wouldn't take long for her to get used to it. Her aura was a little unstable, her body before taking over was a god king, but after taking over, it seemed to have descended a little, becoming a true god. The breath fluctuated, it was impossible to say which realm. "Master!" Little Mist called out happily, her appearance seemed a little mischievous. Lin Moyu smiled faintly, "Looking good, congratulations on becoming a true human." Little Mist revealed a smile, "Thank you, Master, thanks to Master, Master is so powerful, what even the old Master didn't manage to do. Master actually managed to do it so easily." Chu Qiwu listened from the side and secretly said, "Is it easy? An artifact spirit taking over an adult, this is something unprecedented, enough to go down in history." Lin Moyu said, "You can slowly adapt to it again, don't be in a hurry." At this time, he suddenly felt that a large amount of karma seemed to be entangled in Little Mist. Now that he had some understanding of cause and effect, he could vaguely feel some of it. Little Mist stared with big bright eyes, "Master, so her name is Mo Qingqing. It's some kind of primary region, someone from the Mo family. You got her memories?" Lin-Mou was a bit surprised. Taking over a body can even get memories? Little Mist said, it's that soul crystal, it has so many memories in it. When I took over the body, those memories belong to me.
No, not all of them belong to me, about only a small half, other memories are gone.
As she spoke, Little Mist used her big eyes, constantly observing the surroundings, revealing novelty. Xiao Wu's personality was a bit out of the box at this time, looking slightly different from her appearance. On the surface, Little Fog was mature and tall, and even a bit beautiful. However, inwardly, she was like a child, probably just becoming an adult and going through the process of becoming a child.
Artifact spirits were very different from living spirits, and Little Mist was now curious about everything.
She even pinched and played with herself as if she was feeling flesh and blood.
Lin-Mou looked at Zhu Qiwu, Senior, do you know her identity?
Zhu Qiwu shook his head, I don't know, I just picked her at random, I didn't specifically go to find out. After becoming a spirit devourer, they had lost their human identity, Zhu Qiwu didn't even bother about who the other party was. After thinking for a moment, Lin Maxian probably knew what was going on. Refining souls and forming soul crystals. Not only did they have the gift of taking over, but they would also gain all the memories of their predecessors. In this way, it was equivalent to inheriting the identity of the predecessor, so the karma that belonged to the predecessor naturally also belonged to Little Mist. Of course, Little Mist could also ignore these karmic consequences, but then, there would always be some problems that existed and might explode at some point. The best way was to go about severing these karmic consequences. Lin-Mou thought for a moment, Little Mist, it looks like you'll have to leave for a while. Little Mist's smile immediately disappeared, her head shaking like a rattle drum, don't, Little Mist don't want to leave Master. Lin-Mou said, there are some things that have to be done, but the departure won't be long. Then Lin-Mou looked at the remaining 10 corpses on the ground. For some reason, Lin-Mou felt that these 10 corpses, and himself had all created a certain karmic relationship between them. Lin-Mou knew that it was because he had refined the souls of the spirit-devouring race. In fact, in disguise, he had killed these people, and karma had naturally arisen. With a wave of his hand, the undead flames exploded and landed on the 10 people.
White Star Ranked Spell Resurrection of the Dead. Chapter 1989, Confusing Karma.
The 10 goddess kings who had once been taken over by the spirit-devouring clan had their souls reorganized in the undead flames and were resurrected. In the rules of resurrection of the dead, they were resurrecting the most primitive souls, the souls they had before being taken over by the spirit-devouring clan.
Xu Qiwutsked, this technique of yours, the more I look at it, the more magical I feel, which law is it? Lin-Mou laughed, I didn't say that, I don't know. Xu Qiwu asked, what did you resurrect them for?
Xu Qiwu knew that Lin Maxue's technique, although it could resurrect people temporarily, it was only temporary.
Sooner or later, they would die one day. Since that was the case, what was the point of resurrecting them?
Lin-Mou didn't explain the matter of karma, but found another reason. Although they were taken over by the spirit-devouring clan, their physical bodies are at least human, and by resurrecting them, I'm kind of letting them go back to their own homes to see and clear up their karma. Zhu Qiwu seemed to understand Lin Mayu's intentions. His expression was slightly odd, you've always been ruthless, when did you become so soft-hearted? Lin-Mou sighed, being hard-hearted is for the enemy, for my own clan, I am not so. Lin-Mou naturally wouldn't say that it was because these people died because of themselves, involving karma. Through the understanding of past events, karma is involved too much, it is not beneficial to oneself. If you are an enemy, you can just kill them all, and if you have too much karma, Lin-Mou will also bear it. Other than that, as much as possible, don't get involved in karma, especially karma that can't be solved by force, the less the better. These goddess kings who had been resurrected, each and every one of them had a blank look on their faces, not really knowing what had happened. Obviously, they had died on the day they were seized by the spirit-devouring clan. They had no idea what had happened after they had been taken over. Moreover, before they were taken over, their realm cultivation was still low and their cognitive level was insufficient to understand what was happening in front of them. They only knew that Lin-Mou was their master, and one by one, they were incredibly respectful to Lin-Mou. If it wasn't for the fact that Lin-Mou wouldn't let them, they would have already knelt on the ground in unison. Lin-Mou and the girls handed them over to Zhu Qiwu, allowing him to take them home, and at the same time find a good way to say it.
This matter was simply superfluous in Zhu Qiwu's eyes. However,
Lin-Mou was aware that after their resurrection, his karma with them seemed to be completely broken.
Is it the transformation of their identities, or is it because they will eventually die and not even the last trace will be left behind? Or is it that I resurrected them and finally dissolved each other's karma?
The matter of cause and effect was too complex, far beyond the laws of time and space and so on. Lin-Mou also only saw the skin of the matter and could sense some of it, unable to truly understand it. Lin-Mou said to Little Mist, you come with me. Little Mist nodded happily and followed behind Lin-Mou. Lin-Mou brought Little Mist to the Central Divine Hall, where the three Saint Exalted were chatting in the Central Divine Hall.
It was obvious that they were in an excellent mood at the moment.
The Fu Sacred Elders were talking about all sorts of things that had happened recently in the Great World, the movements between the various races were all over the place. Lin-Mou entered the hall with Little Mist, three seniors, but is there something good going on?
Saint Zunhao smiled when he saw Lin-Mou, little friend Lin has come out of seclusion ah, how was the result of this seclusion, did you gain anything?
Lin-Mou glanced at Little Mist who was hiding behind him, indeed there is not a small harvest.
How sage Zun eyebrows raised, really, what is the harvest? Say it out so that a few of us old guys can be happy too. Lin Himoyu waved his hand and threw 6 soul crystals over, 2 by 2 coming into the hands of the 3 Saint Zuns. Saint Zun Hao looked at the soul crystals and couldn't help but frown, here, there seems to be the aura of the spirit-devouring race. Lin Maxian nodded, this is a soul crystal that I refine out of the spirit-devouring race. Heaven Saint Zun immediately asked. What exactly does it do? They all knew that Lin Moyen had asked for 11 goddess kings who had been taken over by the spirit-devouring race before and after, and the result was these 6 soul crystals, so they thought that they must be of great use. Lin Moyu said, this crystal contains the spirit-devouring race's gift of taking over, and can be used to launch a takeover. Not only can it occupy the target's physical body, but it can also obtain part of the target's arts and even part of their talents. The 3 Saint Sovereigns were stunned, they didn't expect Lin Maxian to give them such a great gift as soon as he arrived. Their thoughts spun fast, and they instantly thought of the various uses of soul crystals. Obtaining the enemy race's arts, talents, this was still a small matter. Directly utilizing this, seizing the enemy race's top echelons, penetrating the enemy race's interior, and so on. Using the soul crystals, they could perform all sorts of tawdry operations. At this time, Lin Maxue added, this time, I used some small tricks and barely obtained 7 soul crystals, it will be difficult to obtain them again in the future, a few Saint Elder Seniors should still save them. In fact, it was Lin Maxian who didn't want to take on any more karma. Refining the souls of the spirit-devouring race, this kind of karma was something that could be accumulated, and having too much karma was not beneficial to oneself. Moreover, this kind of small trick was somewhat unappealing to Lin Moyu. Sage Hao asked, there is another one, did little friend Lin use it on this girl? Lin Moyu nodded, as you know, I brought out an artifact spirit in the Cloud Mist Sect's inheritance land, named Little Mist. I promised the illusory mist Heavenly Father that I would mold Little Mist's physical body, so that she could truly live like a living being. But I thought that molding a physical body wasn't really a living spirit either, it was more on the side of a puppet. So I thought about whether I could make Little Mist perform the act of taking over her body like the spirit-devouring clan. Originally, I also just intended to give it a try, but I didn't expect it to actually come true, it's also considered an unexpected gain. Lin Moyu pulled Little Mist, who was hiding behind her, out so that she could meet a few Saint Elders. Little Mist, who was used to seeing big names, was a bit uncomfortable at first, but quickly got used to it. After all, heavenly supreme beings were seen every day, so what was a small holy supreme being? Lin Moyu said, now there is another problem, Little Mist's physical body is the Mo family in the primary region of Divine City, although Little Mist has completed the seizing of the body, the karma is still there. Late Generation hopes that Senior can take Little Mist back to the Mo family to break the previous karma. This matter, someone else doing it Lin Moyu was not assured. Although he himself was not a small name, in the end, he was only a divine exalt. Mo's family also had a God Zun, in case he didn't give face. He couldn't use his power to oppress people either, so after thinking about it was better to ask Saint Zun to step in. Saint Zun Hao took over the matter graciously, leave this matter to me. Lin Moyu immediately said, then I'll trouble Senior, with Senior stepping in, I don't think there's any problem with this matter. The Hao Sage Zun said, I'll turn around and do it, but before that, there's one more thing I want you to take a look at. With that, Heavenly Sage Zun took out the box containing the Rule God Stone. The box had been opened and never closed again. Inside, the Rule Divine Stone's haze light flowed, seemingly illusory and beautiful. Little Mist instinctively said, it's the Rule Divine Stone. Lin Moyu didn't feel surprised by Little Mist's behavior. After all, Little Mist had seen too many good things, especially those from the ancient times. Saint Zun Hao. Who knew Little Mist's details, also felt normal, but it was Saint Zun Tian and Saint Zun Fu who were surprised. Lin Moyu didn't know about the Rule God Stone, Little Mist, what is the Rule God Stone? Little Mist quickly said it, and Lin Moyu couldn't help but feel shocked. I didn't expect it to be a material for forging a divine path, it was indeed precious and rare. Heavenly Sage Zun pushed the box in front of Lin Moyu, none of us can touch this, you try it. Lin Moyu gave a hem and reached out towards the Rule God Stone to grab it. Little Mist suddenly screamed from the side, no. Chapter 1990, Going Hand in Hand, Stepping into the Lost Star River. Little Mist's scream was still a little too late, Lin Maxian's hand had already touched the Rule God Stone. He hadn't passed through it like Hao Xingzhuan and the others, but had actually touched the Rule God Stone. Immediately after, the Rule God Stone violently set off a huge wave, light like flowing water bursting forth, and Lin Moyu felt an irresistible force of rules rush into his body, instantly sweeping through his entire body. He was blown away, and halfway through, a flash of purple light flared up on his body. Lin Maxue landed with a slight horror. He himself had actually died once. Merely touching the Rule God Stone and then he was killed. The power of this stone was surprisingly strong to such an extent. The few Hao Sacred Zuns were also shocked, they had just seen only a burst of haze and then Lin Maxian was sent flying. They didn't even feel in a little bit of rule power, the power of the Rule God Stone was extremely introverted, unknowable to those not involved. Little Mist looked at Lin Moyu nervously, Master, are you alright? Lin Moyu stated that he was fine, and in his heart, he said, luckily, I have the newborn talent, or else I would have died. With a hint of celebration scripture in his eyes, Little Mist, why can't you touch? Little Mist said. The Rule Divine Stone can only be touched by at least a Saint Exalt, and when it is touched, it has to be resisted with the power of the Rule World. If you don't, you will be countered by the Rule God Stone and will be injured. So that's how it is. Lin Maxian thought, it wasn't that only Saint Elders could touch it, it was that only Saint Elders who understood the difference between reality and falsehood could touch it. So to say that creating a divine path with a Rule Divine Stone was an ability that only Heavenly Elders could possess, even Supreme Elders couldn't do it. How many of the Saint Exalted could understand the difference between reality and emptiness? Although he was still unable to fight against the power of the Rule Divine Stone, it had been proven that he was already qualified to touch the Rule Divine Stone after he understood the difference between reality and emptiness. Then when he reached Saint Exalt and possessed a true Rule World, he could use the Rule God Stone to recast the Divine Path. Of course, recasting the Divine Path was not so simple, the Rule Divine Stone was only one of them, there were many other things to do. The Heavenly Saint Exalt said, Junior friend Lin, I'll leave this to you, when you become a Saint Exalt in the future, you might be able to use it. This was something that the three Saint Exalted had discussed beforehand, the Rule God Stone was useless if it was left in their hands. They could only look at it every day and couldn't even touch it. It would be better to just hand it over to Lin Mou, to get out of sight and out of mind. Lin Mou was also not polite and put away the box. Next Little Mist will be handed over to Hao Xingzuan, who will take Little Mist back to the Mo family to break the karma. When Lin Mou opened his soul eye at full power, he could vaguely see the karmic threads on Little Mist's body, which flew into the void and disappeared. This also shows that after taking over Little Mist, the karma with the Mo family has not been completely severed. Little Mist pulled on Lin Mou's clothes and weakly called out, Master. Looking at her appearance, she seemed to be a bit scared and apprehensive. After all, she had just turned from a vessel spirit into a human, and was still very unfamiliar with this world. Lin Mou touched her head, it's fine, there's Hao Xingzun around, you can talk to him about everything, and it won't take many days before you're back. Hao Xingzun said, if little friend Lin is not at ease, you can go together. Lin Mou said, with you here, what am I uneasy about? Since this was getting rid of Saint Xun Hao, if he were to follow along, it would seem like he didn't trust Saint Xun Hao enough. What's more, there were some things that Little Mist needed to deal with on her own, and with all of her previous memories, she believed that she wouldn't have much difficulty dealing with them. Right now, she was still just not adapting, when all these memories were digested, she would understand the situation of the human race. Lin Mou returned to the cultivation room, his time law was about to go hand in hand with the space law, just missing the last bit. Once again, he used the explosive luck technique and transformed his luck into a dragon. A dragon roar rang out, and Lin Mou felt that his luck was a little different from before. Although it looked like the same luck transforming into a dragon, Lin Maxian felt a bit of heaviness and his luck became more and more powerful. My luck, it's improved again. What exactly did I do? Why did my luck become stronger? Luck was very peculiar, although it would constantly change, sometimes high and sometimes low, the upper limit was often predetermined. Lin Maxian couldn't know exactly how his luck was, but through the luck transformation dragon after the explosive luck technique, he could feel that his luck had improved again. He couldn't figure it out for a while. So he just didn't think about it, maybe I'll understand later, no matter what, it's good to have improved luck. Lin Mou began to comprehend the laws of time, with his explosive luck, a large number of comprehensions about the laws flew in like snowflakes, and were incorporated into them. Time and time again, Lin Mouyue kept repeating himself. 10 minutes of comprehension, 2 hours of digestion, and the cycle repeated itself. In the soul world, the Star River of Time laws emerged once again. This particular law's Star River led to an infinitely distant place, connecting to an even more vast and magnificent river of time. That long river of time, which not even a heavenly exalt could enter, was faintly visible in the soul world. It seemed to have boundless magical power, attracting Lin Maxian. Past, present, future. It seemed to carry everything in the world, and if it was possible, Lin Mou really wanted to go in and take a look. In constant cultivation, the laws of time finally reached a level comparable to the laws of space. The Star River of Space laws also emerged at the same time, and the two were lined up side by side, progressing in tandem. At this moment, Lin Maxian had a feeling of balance, he felt that he had gained a perfect balance and seemed to be able to continue moving forward. Like a blessing to his heart, the innate law of immortality Lost Star River emerged. The three Lost Star Rivers turned from imaginary to real, coming from the soul world to the real world. Terrifying power filled the cultivation room as the three laws intertwined together, and the entire cultivation room roared and trembled. Immediately after the formation opened in the cultivation room, the space rapidly expanded, which blocked the power naturally emanating from the three Lost Star Rivers. The three Lost Star Rivers, located at the very top was Lin Muyue's innate law, the law of immortality. The law of time and the law of space stood side by side. One on the left and one on the right, located below the law of immortality. The law of immortality was like an emperor, and the laws of time and space were like the left and right prime ministers. Lin Mou got up and leapt into the Star River of the law of immortality and began to cross it. Other people crossed the Star River with their souls, but Lin Mou directly crossed the Star River with his body. The Immortal Law Star River raised an infinite number of huge waves that slapped towards Lin Mou, preventing him from crossing the Star River. The physical body and soul, simultaneously enduring the impact of the giant waves, struggled. The Godfather crossing the Star River was a cultivation method unique to the Godfather realm.
During the process of crossing the Star River, the soul would be baptized with extremely pure laws. The further the soul traveled, the more baptism it endured, the purer the soul would become, and its attunement to the laws would grow stronger. In the case where the degree of control of the laws remained the same, it could make the laws stronger. Lin Meiyu's understanding was that when the fit between the soul and the law reached a certain level, the law would be sublimated, thus giving birth to a trace of rule power. The power of rules is also the sign of stepping into the Pishang realm, representing that you are in full control of this kind of law, and can change the law to a certain extent, allowing the law to operate according to the will of the self, thus realizing some unimaginable abilities. However, while others only have their souls attuned to the law's Star River, they themselves have to add their physical bodies, which similarly need to contain the laws and be attuned to them. Lin Meiyu could clearly feel that the pure immortal laws in the law's Star River were integrating into his body and seeping into his soul bit by bit. Lin Meiyu took a step forward, in the law Star River. Step by step. Chapter 191. How could it be him? Lin Meiyu moved further and further into the Star River of laws, and the giant waves rolling in the Star River couldn't even stop him. His body gradually disappeared into the Star River, and finally his entire body sank into the Star River. Magnificent images appeared in his eyes, and the laws were in the Star River, as if they were alive, constantly rushing. In the Star River of laws, it was not silent, but very lively. Laws formed a variety of forms, such as fish, such as flowers, such as grass, a variety of forms vary, forming a mysterious world that is difficult to describe in words. This is the world in the Law Star River. Lin Meiyu had once thought about what it would look like in the Law Star River, but no matter what, he could never have imagined that it would look like this. There was a school of fish made up of laws. They were gray and white and numbered in the tens of thousands, swimming over in groups. They were so fast that they were right in front of them in the blink of an eye, and Lin Meiyu collided with them head-on, too late to dodge. These fish made up of laws crashed onto his body like rain, knocking Lin Meiyu back uncontrollably. The distance he had just walked out of was thus returned by half. Then a vortex appeared under his feet, which rolled up, and Lin Meiyu was unsteady on his feet, retreating a few more steps back. A trace of helplessness surfaced in his expression. The Law Star River, it really isn't that good to cross. Lin Meiyu had already discovered that trying to cross the Star River with his physical body was even more difficult than crossing the Star River with just his soul. Its difficulty was at least a few times greater. Cultivating the physical body was slow and difficult, which was why it was gradually eliminated. But to Lin Meiyu, this was nothing. Purple-gold light flickered. And the purple-gold body was unleashed at full force. Once the violet-gold body was launched, Lin Meiyu felt that the resistance in front of him suddenly became smaller, and he once again began to stride forward, making up the distance he had retreated earlier in a matter of moments. Another school of fish came over and crashed into his body. All of them were blocked by the violet-gold body. Lin Meiyu did not retreat. Instead, he took even bigger strides forward, and his speed was getting faster and faster. The vortex appeared and was crushed by Lin Meiyu's foot. Laws turned into arrows, and the violet-gold body was like a shield, blocking them all. No matter how much the Star River of Laws changed in a thousand different ways, none of them seemed to be able to stop Lin Meiyu, who was clad in purple and gold. It was as if no time had passed before Lin Meiyu had crossed 1/10 of the Star River. At this time, Lin Emoyu's body trembled. There were two forces that came from the underworld, like two chains, pulling himself. The two chains were called time and space. Lin Meiyu knew why. His mastery of the two laws of time and space was not enough, and the two laws began to restrict himself from crossing the Star River. Of course, he could also ignore the two laws. But that would go against the original intention. The ideal state would be at the divine exalted realm, to fully master the two laws of time and space as well. And he still had to cross the Star River of the two laws of time and space. If he left them alone now and waited until he reached the other side realm, it would be difficult to go back to them. In the end, he might end up like Antares, knowing a little bit of everything, but what he knew was just skin deep. Lin Meiyu didn't want to know so much. He only picked the best, and he wanted to learn each one to the finest and master it to the highest level. Lin Meiyu's heart moved. His whole body fell out of the Immortal Law's Star River. And then his head plunged into the Time Law's Star River. Heaven and earth instantly changed. The magnificence in front of him disappeared and was replaced by countless broken images. Those were images recorded in the Star River of the Laws of Time, not his own memories, but the memories of countless living beings. Each image represented the memories of a certain living being, of a certain period of time. Lin Meiyu didn't touch these images. He had little interest in other people's memories. However, at the same time, he also discovered that all of these images' memories, their owners were all of the human race. There wasn't a single image of any other race. The Star River of Time Laws, it belongs to the Great World. The Great World only recognizes the human race. Those races are all outsiders, not recognized by the Great World. Lin Meiyu instantly understood that the Great World was equally selfish, and it could not possibly accept outsiders. There was a saying amongst the human race that those who were not of my race would be different in their hearts, and it was not a bad saying to use in the Great World. Lin Meiyu even somewhat understood the Great World. Even if the entire world fell into destruction, it would not accept outsiders. The human race, on the other hand, could still accept some affiliated weak races, such as the butterfly race. As long as you were obedient enough and remained friendly with the human race, then the human race could protect you and provide you with shelter. The human race was a merciful race, but the Great World was clearly not. The competition of worlds seems to be even more brutal than the competition of races.
Standing in the Star River of Time Laws, Lin Moxian did not move a muscle. He wasn't qualified to cross the Star River yet, and his current comprehension of the laws of time was only 15%. Outside of the laws Star River, he was still just a tiny tributary. Only when the tributaries all entered the Lost Star River would he be qualified to cross the Lost Star River. Right now, with his identity as a divine sovereign and the advantage of his violet gold body, it was already considered the limit for him to be able to stand in the laws of time Star River for a while. If he were someone else, he wouldn't even be able to do that. A moment later, he felt that the Star River of Laws of Time began to repel him, and Lin Moxian once again leapt out of the Star River of Laws of Time and entered the Star River of Laws of Space. Standing in the Star River, he similarly saw a large number of images. These images came from different spaces, some from the human race, some from other races, and some from outside the domain. It is said that mastering the laws of space to the limit is possible to spy on the spaces of all parties. It seems that this is true. Suddenly, Lin Moxian looked towards the depths of the Lost Star River. He sensed that someone was watching him. It's the Starry Sky Fishman race. Lin Moxian immediately understood the identity of the other party. Only the Starry Sky Fishman race could spy on him in the spatial Lost Star River. Lin Moxian felt the Star River of Laws, although this place was filled with infinite spatial laws, and they were all incomparably pure, they were not suitable for comprehension. They were too profound, so profound that he couldn't understand them at all. After staying for a while, Lin Moxian left the spatial Lost Star River. The three Lost Star Rivers disappeared, and Lin Moxian returned to reality from the world of reality and falsehood. Mighty strength bubbled up from all parts of his body and also from the depths of his soul. The physical body and soul became stronger and stronger, and the fit with the laws rose. Godfather second stage now. Lin Moxian knew that his realm had risen. Crossing the Star River and raising one's realm wasn't difficult. This was also the advantage of the violet gold body. Crossing the Star River was difficult for other divine exalted, and even dangerous because the soul was too fragile. But for Lin Moxian, who had a violet gold body, it wasn't difficult at all. As long as he could deepen his comprehension of the two laws of time and space, he could rapidly raise his realm. After the realm was raised, Lin Moxian didn't stop and continued to start comprehending the laws of time and space, using the explosive luck technique to cooperate. Comprehending them went very smoothly. Starry Sky Fishman Clan, their grand elder issued a summoning order, several elders gathered together, and Fisherman Lightning was also among them because of her princess status. In the Starry Sky Fishman Clan, there were a total of 2 Saint Exalted Realm Grand Elders, a Saint Exalted Realm Clan Chief, and 8 Pishy Realm Elders. This was the power they had put in plain sight, and it wasn't bad for any race. As the Clan Chief, Fishery Red Eyebrows sat at the first place, and the 2 people on his left and right were the Grand Elders who were also at the Saint Sovereign Realm. Yuchime's expression wasn't good, and his voice was extremely low. It has been established that the person who comprehended the laws of space is the human race's Lin Muyue. When these words came out, several elders frowned, and Fishery Lightning's eyes changed greatly, her heart shook wildly, how could it be him?
Chapter 1992, I've come to the human race.
Fishery Lightning's mood was incredibly complicated at the moment. The one who comprehended the spatial laws could be anyone, but why was it Lin Muyue? She recalled what had happened in the deep space earlier, when Lin Moxian said that he had once been to the deep space.
Now it seemed obvious that Lin Moxian was no stranger to the laws of space.
Fishery Lightning was very clear that the clan wouldn't allow any outsiders to comprehend spatial laws.
And they would find a way to get rid of Lin Moxian.
Fishery Lightning's emotions were extremely complicated. She was a member of the Starry Sky Fishman clan, so she naturally understood the rules of the clan. But she was also Lin Mayu's friend at the same time, and even had a somewhat special relationship. She didn't want anything to happen to Lin Moxian. Fishery Chime continued, Elders, do you have a good way to get rid of Lin Moxian? Elder Yuchingxue said, Lin Moxian is a genius of the human race, known as the second god of war. He's not at a high realm, but he's very powerful. It's not easy to get rid of him.
Moreover, Lin Moxian is very much valued by the human race's Saint Exalted. If we kill him, we might offend the human race.
Fishing Red Eyebrows said, that's also my concern. The human race values Lin Moxian very highly, and we don't want to offend the human race, so we have to think of a way to get the best of both worlds. We can kill Lin Moxian, but we also can't let the human race blame us. A few elders fell into deep thought. It was naturally the best outcome to be able to do so. But again, this was difficult.
Fishery Lightning bowed her head and didn't speak.
After thinking for half a day, Fishery Qingxue didn't think of a good way, and finally shook her head, can't think of anything, this is too difficult. If it was anyone else it would be fine, even if it was a peak divine sovereign, they would have a way to get the other party killed. But the other party was Lin Moxian, and it wasn't a certain Saint Exalt who had his eye on Lin Moxian, but the entire human race. It was almost impossible to kill Lin Moxian without a sound. Seeing that everyone had no idea, Yuchime couldn't help but let out a sigh and waved his hand, Elder Qingxue stay for a bit, the rest of you leave. Everyone left the Great Hall, leaving only the clan head, Fishery Red Eyebrows, and the 2 Saint Exalt Realm Grand Elders, as well as Fishery Qingxue.
Coming outside the hall.
The hall door closed with a roar, and Fishery Lightning couldn't help but breathe a sigh of relief. Not being able to discuss a way to deal with Lin Moxian was the best outcome for her. On top of being relaxed, Yu Qinglu was still a little surprised at her own thoughts.
Between the rules of the clan and Lin Moxian, she had ghostly chosen Lin Moxian. She would rather the rules of the clan be broken and exceptions appear, than to have something happen to Lin Moxian.
Unconsciously, Lin Mayu's position in her heart had reached this level. Fishery Lightning was also a little surprised at that time.
Inside the hall, Fishery Red Eyebrows looked at Fishery Qingxue. Elder Qingxue, the previous time you went to the human race was led by you, you've seen this person Lin Mayu, right, tell us what you think of him.
Fisherman Qingxue answered truthfully, I didn't have any positive contact with Lin Mayu, but from what I know, Lin Mayu's battle power should be even more impressive than what is rumored in the outside world. This matter can be confirmed during the attack on the Buddha clan, when the strength Lin Mayu displayed was enough to be comparable to a peak divine sovereign. And according to Princess Lightning, even when faced with a severely injured future Buddha ancestor, Lin Mayu could still tangle a bit.
Fishery Qimei continued to ask, Elder Qingxue, who do you think Lin Mayu has the best relationship with in our clan?
Fishery Qingxue thought for a moment, it would be Princess Lightning, they seem to have known each other a long time ago.
Fishery Qimei nodded, alright, the two great elders and I still have some too.
Discuss, Elder Qingxue please return.
After a slight salute, Fishery Qingxue turned around and left.
After Fishery Qingxue left, Fishery Red Eyebrows looked to the two grand elders on the left and right, the two grand elders, the clan's rules cannot be broken.
I want to use that magic treasure.
The grand elder on the right-hand side was named Fishery Qixing, his voice was very thick, clan chief, are you really sure?
The grand elder on the left was named Fishery Qixing, he spoke, that magic treasure, there are only two last chances left to use it, and the cost of using it each time is extremely high, are you really sure about using it, matriarch?
Yu Qimei said, for now, we can't find a good way to deal with Lin Maxian.
This time, I stumbled upon him in the Star River of Spatial Laws and identified him. He's already stepped into the second stage of divine exaltation, his cultivation speed is far beyond what we can imagine. If we wait any longer, when he becomes a peak divine sovereign or even steps into the other shore, it will be difficult. And come to think of it, this is the only magic treasure that will be able to kill Lin Mayu without a sound.
If the two grand elders have another good method, they can also not use that magic treasure.
The two grand elders frowned, they really couldn't think of any better way.
According to the rules of the clan, Lin Mayu had to be killed.
In the end, the two had a decision, in that case, let's move, we'll go back and make preparations, and you, clan chief, make some preparations as well.
Returning to her residence, Fishery Lightning's mood was like a wave rolling for a while, it was difficult to feel at ease. She had a vague sense of unease, as if something was going to happen. Not a moment later, Fishery Qingxue arrived. Fishery Lightning Ro tried her best to remain calm, why are you here?
Among the many elders, Fishery Lightning Ro and Fishery Qingxue had the best relationship.
Fishery Lightning Ro regarded Fishery Qingxue as her half-mother, and Fishery Qingxue did the same.
Fishery Qingxue's expression was a little unnatural at this moment, and after she came in, she tapped her finger, and the space in the room suddenly rippled like water waves,
forming a small independent space.
Fishery Lightning asked, Elder Qingxue, what happened?
Fishery Qingxue said, within our clan, there is a magic treasure that has been passed down from ancient times. This magic treasure can ignore spatial distances and kill people invisibly.
Fishery Lightning was extremely smart and immediately realized the meaning of Fishery Qingxue's words. What you mean is that the clan leader will use this magic treasure to deal with Lin Mayu?
Fishery Qingxue nodded, it's not that there isn't this possibility, once this magic treasure is used, the possibility of Lin Mayu being killed is extremely high.
After saying that, Yu Qingxue withdrew the independent space. Lightning Ro, you are the one I watched grow up, no matter what decision you make, I will support you.
Fishery Lightning nodded, Lightning understands everything.
Fishery Qingxue left, as for what Fishery Lightning Ro would decide, she would not bother, that was Fishery Lightning Ro's freedom.
After pondering for a few minutes, Fishery Lightning's eyes quickly changed from complex to firm. She had a decision.
In 100 days' time, the laws of space and time had progressed again, and was close to 20% mastery, not far from him stepping into the third stage of the divine realm. However, after continuously using the explosive luck technique, Lin Mayu gradually felt the pressure. He discovered that the explosive luck technique wasn't something that could be used endlessly. As the number of times it was used continued to increase, the duration was shortening and the effect was weakening. Every time he used the explosive luck technique, in addition to consuming a portion of his luck, it would also cause some pressure on his soul. These pressures came from the invisible laws of cause and effect, and Lin Mayu stopped after feeling it. The laws of cause and effect were too mysterious.
And bearing too much of them wasn't good for you. Even the great world can't bear too much karma, so how much can he bear as a small godfather? Lin Mayu also understood very well the reasoning of ending a good thing when you see it.
Leaving the cultivation room, Lin Mayu arrived at the Central Divine Hall and found that the door to the Central Divine Hall had already been closed. Lin Mayu contacted Saint Zun how to find out that Heavenly Saint Zun was on a divine journey, and that the Central Divine Hall wouldn't be open until the divine journey was over. Saint Zun how was taking Little Mist on a tour of the divine city, and it seemed that the two of them had a very good relationship. Lin Mayu suddenly changed his palm and a piece of shell appeared in his hand.
A fisher's soft voice came from the shell, I've come to the human race.
Chapter 1993, Fusing the Laws, Too Hasty.
The seashell was a communication magic treasure that Fisherwoman Lightning had left for herself. When something came up, Fishery Lightning would contact herself through it. The seashell was very convenient to use, but the disadvantage was that the distance couldn't be too far. Lin Mayu used his soul to communicate with Fishery Lightning, where are you?
Fishery Lightning's voice quickly sounded, Divine City Starfield, Harbor Star. Wait for me. Lin Mou didn't immediately go to find Fishery Lightning, but went to find Yen Lao first. The distance from Divine City to Port Star was not close. Although teleportation arrays could be used for the last part of the distance, there were several light years of distance just from Divine City to the first teleportation array. With Lin Maxian's speed, it would also take a little time. He had a battleship that was undergoing restoration in the hands of Elder Yen, who had promised him that he would help him remodel it. Lin Mou didn't have many requirements for the battleship. His only requirement was that it was fast enough. He didn't know if it had been repaired after so long. Lin Mou quickly found where Yen Lao was. Yen Lao was refining a magic treasure, and when he saw Lin Mou, he didn't even lift his head and directly threw the battleship out. Lin Mou received the battleship, which had already been repaired and was lying quietly in the palm of his hand. The battleship hadn't been activated and was only the size of a palm. Lin Mou knew that the battleship had been repaired, and at that moment, he arched his hand towards Yen Lao. Many thanks, Yen Lao, I'll leave you alone for now. Yen Lao gave a hum and didn't say anything, continuing to concentrate on refining the magic treasure. It could be seen that the magic treasure Yen Lao was refining at the moment was of a very high grade, even he needed to concentrate fully. Lin Mou didn't bother him anymore, and directly lifted up into the air and flew away from Divine City. He was now in a very peculiar state, although he only had medium permissions, he could come and go as he pleased in all locations of the Divine City Starfield. The Human Emperor Network, which was in charge of everything, had opened up privileges for Lin Maxian, giving him full freedom. The battleship was activated in the starry sky. The battleship had a body of quicksilver and was about 20 meters in length, emitting a powerful aura. Once when Lin Mou handed the battleship over to Elder Yen, it was a broken Divine Exalted medium-grade battleship. After Yen Lao repaired it and enhanced it, it had become a Divine Exalted Realm high-grade battleship. With a first-rank upgrade, the speed was naturally faster, but that wasn't the main thing. Lin Maxian entered the battleship and activated the core of the battleship, leaving his soul imprint on the core while obtaining information about the battleship. Elder Yen had used a lot of good materials. Not only had he repaired the battleship, but he had also greatly strengthened it. The formations burnt inside alone were enough for the battleship to compete with a high-ranked godfather. The most crucial thing was still the speed. At Lin Mayu's request, Yen Lao pushed the speed of the battleship to the extreme. This is the Stone of Space. Lin Mou found that the battleship not only used good materials from the human race, but even the Stone of Space. These years, it happened to be the Starry Sky Fishman race that was remodeling warships for the human race, and a large number of the human race's warships had been remodeled to have the ability to navigate in deep space. As far as Lin Mou knew, the cooperation between the Starry Sky Fishman race and the human race, the ones that promised to be remodeled, were basically warships of the military. Private warships like this, the Starry Sky Fishman race refused to be transformed, and I don't know how Yen Lao managed to get it done. Anyway, it was good to get it done. With it was much easier to come and go. Let's try it out first. Divine City is still 5 light years away from the nearest teleportation array. Lin Maxian didn't use the battleship immediately, but first wanted to verify the results of his cultivation. Without even using his undead wings, Lin Mou took one step and his entire body disappeared into the starry sky like a bubble. 30 million kilometers away, Lin Mou's figure appeared in the starry sky. A step of 30 million kilometers was indeed very fast. Calculating by one step a second, his speed was enough to be compared to the pilgrimage realm. Looks like there's still some progress. One step after another, Lin Mou tried repeatedly, determining that his speed after using only the spatial laws was 30 million kilometers per second. 100 times the speed of light, 30 million kilometers per second. But that wasn't his limit, the undead wings were. There was no upper limit to the speed of the undead wings. As long as there was enough soul power, the undead wings could automatically activate the laws of space and directly smash through space, very unreasonable. Lin Maxue used the laws of time that he had just mastered not long ago, and the laws of time enveloped his entire body like invisible water, causing the time that belonged to him to slow down. The time that belonged to him was slowed down twice. To the outside world, 1 second had passed, but to Lin Mou, 2 seconds had passed. Taking 2 steps in a row, space shook and thumped as Lin Maxue stumbled and staggered. He had failed, the laws of space and time clashed, making the laws of space useless as well. Lin Mou frowned, the laws of time and the laws of space were completely incompatible, completely different from what he had expected. If the two laws could be fused together, even if the effect was the worst, it would at least double his speed to 60 million kilometers per second. Unfortunately, it was not what he had hoped for. Not only were the two laws difficult to fuse, they also clashed constantly. Try again. Lin Maxian naturally wouldn't give up. If he failed once then twice or 3 times, he would always succeed. He adjusted his state, adjusted the laws, and once again let the two occurrences approach each other in an attempt to fuse. The two laws collided within his body and then exploded. Lin Mou let out a muffled grunt. His body and soul felt like they were being torn apart. The two laws still failed to fuse and could not function together. The laws exploded, causing some damage to Lin Mou. It seems to be in too much of a hurry. White light flashed as the power of life quickly healed the injuries on his body and soul. Several more attempts were made, but the results were the same. The two laws were like water and fire. It was difficult to merge them no matter what they did. Lin Mou didn't give up, again and again. Trying and failing.
The kind of stubbornness and tenacity that he once had was brought out. Lin Mou drank lowly in his heart, explosive luck technique. The explosive luck technique was unleashed, and luck instantly broke through the limit. Once again, the two laws were activated at the same time, followed by a single step. Lin Mouyan's figure disappeared and appeared 10,000 kilometers away, then disappeared again and walked out 10,000 kilometers once more. Lin Mouyan revealed a bitter smile. Under the effect of the explosive luck technique, it was true that the fusion of the two laws was hardened. But the fusion was so raw that the effect not only didn't increase, but instead weakened drastically. Lin Mouyu tried a few more times, it was all the same, the effect was even worse than not fusing, and it was extremely unstable. The most hilarious time, a step only went out 10 meters, Lin Mouyu almost laughed out loud. It seems that the explosive luck technique can indeed cause the fusion of two laws, but this fusion, the effect is not good. It seems that we still need to rely on our own comprehension, relying on external forces is merely a trick, not a long-term solution. After some tests, once again determining that the explosive fortune technique was not omnipotent, Lin Mouyu also understood his own trade-offs. Explosive luck technique is still useful, but it can't be relied on too much, or it will become a constraint on oneself. Finally took out the battleship and activated the formation in the Korun. The battleship entered deep space without a sound, then quickly flew towards the harbor star. Chapter 1994. I'll give you a promise. Once a warship had the ability to travel in deep space, it basically had nothing to do with ordinary teleportation arrays. Teleportation arrays didn't arrive instantly either, and the road took time and transit time and time again. Which didn't work out to be any faster than deep space sailing. The Starry Sky Fishman Race, the utilization of the laws of space has indeed reached an extremely high level. The Starry Sky Fishman Race had been tirelessly exploring the laws of space from ancient times until now, and their attainments in this area were by no means comparable to that of Lin Muxian. After learning that the Starry Sky Celestial Spirit Race was created by a Heavenly Father, Lin Mou had already guessed that the Starry Sky Fishman Race should also have been created by a certain Heavenly Father. Afterwards, he had learned from Little Mist that in the ancient times, there was actually a space celestial sovereign. At that time, Lin Mou had already surmised that the Starry Sky Fishman Race should have been created by a space celestial. They should have inherited part of the space celestial sovereign's legacy, so their bloodline came with a talent for space. The Starry Sky Celestial Spirit Race originated from the Soul Heavenly Father. The Starry Sky Fishman Race originated from the space celestial. The Starry Sky Demon God Race, which had never appeared, was unknown to have come from which Heavenly Father in the ancient times. The Demon God Race excelled in fleshly strength, so it should have been created by a Heavenly Father who also excelled in fleshly strength. Every time he thought of this, Lin Muxian couldn't help but sigh. The Heavenly Exalted of the ancient era were really too powerful, they could even create races. How strong should the great worlds of that time be? Unfortunately, it was still defeated. It's not necessarily a defeat, is it? The true victory or defeat still depends on the situation of the Black Blood Great Realm. If one day, I can become a Heavenly Sovereign, then I'll go and have a look in the Black Blood Great Realm to see how strong the powerhouses over there are. Lin Muxian was curious about the Black Blood Great Realm. And as long as there was an opportunity, he would inevitably go over there, of course with his billions of undead legions. The battleship sailed through deep space, past tens of thousands of light years, to the harbor star. It only took a day's work before and after, faster than a teleportation array, and it even saved the cost of teleportation. At the moment, the harbor star was in a closed state, and there was no one else on it except for the staff. Lin Mou took out the shell and sent a voice message to Fishing Lightly, "I'm here, where are you?" Soon the voice of Fishery Lightning came from the shell, "I saw you, I came over to find you, you opened the battleship." Lin Mou looked around and didn't see Fishery Lightning. Seconds later, a distortion appeared in the starry sky outside the battleship's door, and the delicate figure of Fishery Lightning Ro emerged. She was wearing a light battle armor, looking heroic and extraordinary. However, her expression was a little unsightly, as if she had encountered something. After entering the battleship, Lin Muxian immediately closed the battleship door. What happened? If it was nothing, there was bound to be something wrong if Fishery Lightning didn't come over. Fishery Lightning said, "Someone is trying to kill you." Lin Mayu's expression remained unchanged. "Is it your clan leader?" Fishery Lightning was taken aback. "How did you know?" Lin Mayu smiled blandly. "It's not hard to guess. I once found out that I was being spied on in the Lost Star River. There are only a few people who can enter the spatial Lost Star River to spy on me. Moreover, you usually seldom go out, and your race doesn't have a perfect intelligence system, so naturally, there won't be too much news that you can know. In that case, it's not hard to guess that the one who wants to kill me is either your several elders or the clan leader." Fishing Lightning's eyes flickered as she stared at Lin Mouyu. "You're really smart, so do you know? How are they going to kill you?" Lin Mouyu had a relaxed look on his face and said with a smile, "It's not like I'm omniscient, how could I have guessed this?" Fisherman Lightning gave him a blank look. "I thought you were really omniscient. Although I'm not omniscient, I can still make a guess. Your Starry Sky Fishman race and our human race, at the moment, the surface relationship is still quite good. Good, sort of allies. So it's impossible for you guys to come to kill me with great fanfare. To kill me you can definitely only use some shady means. Ordinary means, the human race is bound to be able to detect, then you will certainly think of some methods that the human race cannot detect. You guys have inherited from the ancient times, so I reckon that your clan has one or two treasures in the bottom of the box."
For example, that kind of magic treasure that can ignore distance and kill people through space. There's also that kind of magic treasure with special laws, such as the law of cause and effect, law of fate type. The more she listened, the more surprised Fishery Lightning was. She knew that Lin Moxian was smart, but she didn't think that she could even guess this. Seeing the expression on Yuqinglo's face, Lin Moxue continued, "It seems like I've hit the nail on the head. It should be some sort of magic treasure left over from the ancient times. I guess that unleashing this magic treasure requires a certain price and conditions. It's not something you can use just because you want to. And this price won't be too small, or else it would have taken so long, and it would have been time to do it already. Am I right?" Fishing Lightning sighed, "You're very smart, you basically guessed it all, but I don't know exactly what kind of magic treasure it is. I only know that this magic treasure is very powerful, and it's in the hands of the clan chief and the two great elders. As long as one is less than a peak divine sovereign, they will all be killed by this magic treasure, without exception." Lin Moxian talked and said, "Without exception? That's hard to say. Killing others might be without exception, but how could it be so easy to kill oneself? Counting his own talent, as well as the scapegoat doll, he would have to kill himself at least 4 times before he could do so. Moreover, Lin Moyu had confidence in his own strength. How could he be so easy to kill? The Pishy realm in his face, it was hard to kill him, let alone with just a magic treasure. However, Lin Moyu wouldn't take it lightly. If there wasn't really a danger, Fishery Lightning wouldn't have come over. If there wasn't a real danger, Fishery Lightning wouldn't have come over to ventilate the situation. Lin Moyen was slightly touched in his heart. If you come over like this, are you considered to have betrayed the race? Fishery Lightning shook her head, of course it doesn't count. My heart towards the race has never changed. It's just that I think that the Patriarch, he's too arbitrary. Why would someone mastering the laws of space be a threat to us? You are my friend, I don't want you to be killed just like that. And I think that even if you live, you won't pose a threat to us." Lin Moxian thought about it and suddenly thought of a possibility: the race's chi. Races had chi, the stronger the chi, the stronger the race would be, and the members of the race, their luck would also change for the better. To the Starry Fishman race, the spatial laws were the most precious thing in their race, and they were also an integral part of the chi luck. If someone else also mastered the spatial laws, it would mean that their race's chi luck began to drain away. That was why this kind of person had to be killed. However, he could understand these reasons, but as the patriarch of the Starry Sky Fishman clan, he couldn't necessarily understand them. Perhaps he was just following the rules of the clan, thus making this decision. Lin Moxue looked at the beautiful face of Fisherman Lightning. His heart was indeed touched for a few moments, and he could see that his position in Fisherman Lightning's heart was low. "I'll give you a promise here, as long as you don't harm the human race, I won't turn my sword against you." Lin Moxian gave a promise, and the moment the promise was made, he felt that a trace of karma had arisen between himself and Yuqinglu. There was a line of karma that appeared faintly. Causal threads didn't appear easily, and Lin Moxian had only seen it once when he was in the causal gourd. That was because a great power had made the law of cause and effect into a magic treasure, causing the line of cause and effect to reveal itself. I didn't expect that a promise of his own would also surface as a line of karma, thus showing that this promise of his own was very heavy, and that the karma between him and the fisherman's lightning was also very deep. Lin Moxue didn't regret it. For a friend, bearing some karma wasn't a big deal. What's more, karma isn't necessarily all bad. Fortune and misfortune are mutually dependent, who can say? Chapter 1995, there are also cultivators in that world. Hearing Lin Mayu's promise, Fisherwoman was slightly more relieved. Somehow, she didn't feel that that magic treasure of the clan could kill Lin Moyu. Even if she didn't come and say it, Lin Moyu would be able to know who was trying to kill her. Then the consequences would be severe, and the Starry Sky Fishman clan would welcome an extremely terrifying enemy. But now, because of her own actions, she had received a promise from Lin Moyu. As long as the Starry Sky Fishman race didn't die, then nothing would happen. But at the same time, Fishing Lightning was in trouble. After all, with her status, she shouldn't have come to tell Lin Mojing about this, no matter what the reason was, whether she admitted it to herself or not. She was actually sorry for her own race. Lin Moyu could see her thoughts and laughed softly, "Don't think about this, you did the right thing in this matter. In fact, you saved the Starry Sky Fishman race. If you're upset about this matter, you don't have to. If you feel that it's not good for the clan, I'll handle it." Fish Lightning shook her head, "No need, I'll take care of it. I'm the princess of the clan, they won't do anything to me." Lin Moyu nodded, "If that's the case then it's best, but if there are any accidents, I won't just stand by. My promise is to you, if something happens to you, this promise will naturally be gone." Knowing Lin Moyu's character, Yuqinglu listened to these words and felt some warmth in her heart as she softly said, "I know." Lin Moyu smiled, "Alright, since you've come to the human race, then I'll take you around. Last time there were too many people here, it was too noisy, this time it can be a lot quieter." After thinking about it, Fishery Lightning still nodded her head in agreement, "Good." Lin Moyu took out the Dao tea given by Saint Haozun and made tea with his own hands, filled with the fragrance of tea. Lin Moyu smiled, "Knowing that you don't drink alcohol, replacing alcohol with tea, congratulations on your achievement as a divine exalt." Fishing Lightning smiled and said, "Likewise, congratulations to you, for achieving divine eminence. Since the last time we parted ways, this time when we meet again, both of them have already achieved divine exaltation." The two of them blessed each other and smiled lightly at each other. All the words were in the tea. Lin Mayu communicated with the Human Emperor Network, hoping to give Fishing Lightning a permission.
the Human Emperor Network quickly gave a response without any problems. Previously, when Fishery Lightning came, the Human Emperor Network had given the appropriate permissions, which was why Fishery Lightning was able to arrive at the Divine City Starfield without any problems this time. Otherwise, with the human race's defense system, it was impossible for Fishery Lightning to enter. Even if she was in deep space, she was still under the surveillance of the Human Emperor Network. To get the permissions, Lin Mou also asked the Human Emperor Network for information on the various wonders and beauties in the Divine City Starfield. Although he had already seen some of them the last time he came, but there were so many people then that it was still very different from this time. The battleship set sail once again, and Lin Mou brought Fishing Lightning with him, and together they went to enjoy the beauty of the scenery, as well as savoring the cuisine of the human race. The human race was famous for their food, and although they no longer needed food, wonderful food still attracted people. Many cultivators in the human race with high realms would still rush for the food. The battleship flew past a beautiful landscape, enjoying the different views. To Fishing Lightning, these landscapes were beautiful, but none of them seemed to be as beautiful as the people around them. Unconsciously, the two of them arrived at the wondrous sight of the Star Sea Rising Sun again. The spectacle of the Star Sea Rising Sun was staged every once in a while. In the spectacle, the unique small world reappeared, in which there is a four-square box that can run, there are high buildings built of steel, there are pedestrians coming and going. The roads were also painted with all sorts of lines, incomparably strange. Fishing Lightning squinted her eyes, with so many strange scenes to look over, this one is the most peculiar. I wonder what kind of magic treasure this four-square thing that can run is. Lin Mou sipped her tea and casually replied, that's a car. Fisherman Lightning turned her head to look at it, how do you know? Knowing that he had subconsciously spoken out of turn, Lin Mou continued casually, some time ago, I had gone to the extra-dimensional space due to an accident. Got a piece of information there and learnt about this information. Fisherman Lightning let out an oh, she didn't doubt Lin Mojing's words. Lin Mou thought for a moment and continued, in the extraterritorial space, I ran into your Princess Luoshan. Fisherman Lightning let out an ah, old ancestor Luoshan is still alive? Lin Mou gave a hum, alive, but she still had business outside the domain, so she didn't come back. This time, when I was able to return smoothly from outside the domain, it was also because Princess Luoshan helped me. Fisherman Lightning's gaze was slightly misty, I've been listening to Princess Luoshan's stories since I was a child, and she's also the one person I admire the most. You also know that Princess Luoshan is of mixed blood, yet she is still revered by countless of us. If it wasn't for her, our Starry Sky Fishman race might have. She didn't say anymore, but Lin Mou could hear that the Starry Sky Fishman race should have suffered a great disaster. Fishing Lightning talked about the story of Luoshan, to Luoshan's various deeds, Fishing Lightning was able to narrate. In her words, it could be heard that she had great admiration for Luoshan. Lin Mou sipped his tea and listened to Fishery Lightning's story while admiring the strange scenery not far away. To that steel jungle-like world, Lin Mou had a peculiar memory. The life there was completely different from the life now. It seemed as plain as water, but now that he thought about it carefully, it seemed to contain countless secrets. Just the words of the origin technique alone were an unimaginably great secret. Suddenly, Lin Maxian's gaze narrowed slightly. In the projection of the wondrous scenery, an aircraft flew through the air from the sky. Lin Mou could naturally recognize the plane. But on top of it, Lin Mou saw a man was sitting on top of the plane, drinking wine. He was dressed in a Taoist robe, looking very uninhibited, and on his back, he was carrying a sharp sword. That world, there are also cultivators. Lin Mou said in his heart, there were cultivators that he felt normal, if there were no cultivators, that world would only make him feel more mysterious. Now that he saw cultivators, it instead made his heart loose. It wasn't scary to have commonalities, what was scariest was to have no commonalities. The projection of the small world gradually disappeared, and Fishery Lightning finished telling Luoshan's story. Fishery Lightning wasn't usually a man of few words, but when she spoke of Luoshan, she was gushing. Yu Qinglu let out a long sigh, I really wish I could meet Luoshan once. Lin Mou laughed, there will be a chance. Fishery Lightning didn't think so, it's not easy to say, our clan's lifespan is very short, even if you become a Saint Exalt, you can only live for 5,000 years. Elder Luoshan is of mixed blood, so she can live for a long time, maybe if I die, she'll still be alive. Fishery Lightning looked a little sad, and Lin Maxian said, maybe there can be a way to be able to solve it by then, as far as I know, Luoshan's mother might still be alive as well. Fishery Lightning's eyes widened, how could that be? If Luoshan's mother was still alive, she would have already lived for over 10,000 years. It was common knowledge that the Saint Exalted of the Starry Sky Fishman race could only live for 5,000 years at most. Lin Mou said, that should be right, next time I have a chance to see Luoshan again, I'll ask her, there should be a way. Fisherman Lightning revealed a beautiful smile, good. At this time, Lin Mou suddenly looked at the void outside the ship and whispered, it's coming. Chapter 1996, Causal Attack. Detonating Luck. The battleship's doors opened and Lin Mou arrived outside the battleship. Fisherman Lightning also flew out along with her, standing side by side with Lin Mou. Lin Mou saw a thin line flying across the void. These thin lines appeared to be virtual, if not real, it was precisely the threads of causality. Causal lines were usually not revealed, and Lin Mou had only seen them a few times. Only if the cause and effect was particularly strong, or if it was triggered by a cause and effect magic treasure, would the cause and effect lines be revealed. So it's a causal magic treasure. Lin Imoyu smiled faintly and said to Yu Qingruo, "You back away, leave this place to me." Yu Qinglu obviously didn't want to retreat, "I'll help you." Lin Imoyen shook his head, "This is a karma attack, it only targets me, you can't help." Looking at the worried look of Fishery Lightning, Lin Imoyen smiled sparingly, "Don't worry, with this wanting to kill me, it's not even close. Making karma with me, your clan leader is afraid that he'll regret it. Back off, this karma has nothing to do with you, don't get involved." Lin Imoyu spoke with a firm voice, and Yu Qingruo could only obey and back away. "Then you must be careful." Fishery Lightning admonished and retreated to the side, looking at Lin Imoyen slightly nervously. Several threads of karma twined around in the void. It was the first time Lin Moy had faced a karma-type magic treasure, and he was a little curious. He knew that he didn't need to hide, the attacks of causal magic treasures ignored spatial distance, he couldn't hide. Even if he hid in the Saint Exalted's rule world right now, he would be attacked all the same. There was only one way to face a causal attack, and that was to fight it hard. It was only in the method of hard resistance that there was something to be said. Explosive luck technique. Lin Moshian detonated his luck, and his luck transformed into a dragon, emitting a gust of dragon roar. After resting these days, the luck had returned to its peak, and all the previous losses had been replenished. "Using my luck against a causal attack, I'd like to see what's going on your side." Lin Moshian recited softly. He knew something about cause and effect, and knew that cause and effect was a two-way street. There was cause and effect, the Starry Fishman race launching an attack was the cause, and him being attacked was the effect. Similarly, his counterattack here was the cause, and the Starry Skyfish people's side became the effect. Cause and effect are like world affairs, there are no absolutes. This kind of argument was too esoteric, and only those who understood it could understand it, while those who didn't were like listening to heavenly books. The soul moved and took the first step to contact the line of cause and effect. Lin Moshue trembled, the threat of causality contained a majestic force that instantly cracked and crushed Lin Moshue's soul force. The threat of causality landed on Lin Mui, and Lin Mui trembled as purple and gold light bloomed, resisting the threat of causality. The line of causality also landed on the soul world at the same time. The soul world, which was already in the embryonic form of a rule world, continuously roared, and the world tree probed out countless branches, colliding with the line of causality. The branches of the world tree snapped, but it poked out more branches and smashed them against the line of cause and effect. The life force of the world tree was astonishingly huge, and new branches were constantly being born to join the fray. However, the line of causality was still extremely strong, still crushing the soul world, wanting to crush it. From the threads of causality, Lin Moshian sensed a powerful chi, as well as a terrifying power of rules. So this is a causal attack, using causality as a guide and chi as a fist. The dual rules working together. The art of chi needs to be driven by the power of rules, and this causal magic treasure is the same. Lin Moshian's heart was like a clear mirror, instantly understanding the situation he was going to face. On the side of the Starry Fishman race, it was gathering the chi of the race and launching an attack on itself. Its effect was similar to the explosive luck technique. One's own single person's luck, naturally, could not be compared to the luck of an entire race. Luck was the sublimation of luck, both in quality and quantity, it was stronger than personal luck. Even if he broke through the limits and his luck transformed into a dragon, he could only say that it was slightly better, and he still couldn't fight against it. At the same time, Lin Imoyu also understood why targeting peak godheads would be useless. In fact, it was not necessary to use a peak godhead, but the effect of this magic treasure would be greatly reduced when facing a high-level godhead. High-ranked gods were born with the power of rules. The power of rules was the basis for the use of chi, and the cause and effect in the underworld caused the high-ranked gods to have a connection with the human race's chi. So if you want to kill a high-ranked divine being, you need to fight against the human race's chi luck. The higher the realm, the deeper the connection would be, and the more human race's chi luck they would receive, and the karma magic treasure would naturally fail. In that case, Lin Moshian knew the way to deal with it, and it was much simpler than he had imagined. In his body, a strange aura rose up, and Lin Moshian's realm began to rise dramatically. Origin art gathering power. Lin Imoyu's realm reached the Divine Sovereign's sixth stage almost in the blink of an eye, and then poked the diaphragm like a bubble. Lin Moshian shifted from Divine Sovereign's second stage to high stage Divine Sovereign. A trace of rule power was born, while an underworldly power fell upon his body. Human race chi luck. Lin Moshian's voice was low, while carrying a slight excitement. At one time, he was unable to feel the human race's chi luck, but now after he had understood the reality of the void, he could already feel the chi luck. Although the chi luck couldn't be used for him yet, as long as the human race's chi luck was added to it, it would naturally protect itself against the chi luck. As the human race's chi descended, Lin Moshian's pressure was immediately reduced. The effects of the karma attacks were drastically weakened, and Lin Moshian knew that he was in the clear. But this was just the beginning. Lin Mayu's realm was still rising, getting stronger and stronger. Divine Sovereign 8th stage, getting the human race's luck became more and more once again. Divine Sovereign 9th stage. A massive amount of human chi luck rushed down, actively blocking the causal threads for Lin Imoyen. As the causal attack failed, Lin Imoyen sneered, "It's not polite to come but not to go." The soul force that had been prepared for a long time swarmed out, wrapping the human race's chi luck and landing on the line of causality. In an instant, the situation at the other end of the causal line was perceived by Lin Mou. The clan leader of the Starry Sky Fishman Clan, Fishing Red Eyebrows, was holding a coral-shaped magic treasure and performing spells with all his might. But looking at his appearance, it didn't seem to be going well. How could it be going well? Lin Mouyu's side had completely blocked the causal attack. From this, it could be seen that he was merely manipulating a magic treasure and knew nothing about the laws of cause and effect, and he was even completely ignorant of the doctrine of qi. It was a true knowledge of what was going on but not what was going on. Explosive luck technique. Along the line of cause and effect, Lin Mouyu launched an attack. His attack had nothing to do with the pack. It was a luck attack, a single person against a single person. Fishery Chime's personal luck was drastically weakened, and Fishery Chime vaguely felt less comfortable, but he couldn't tell where. As the head of a clan, Fishery Red Eyebrow's personal luck was also excellent, appearing red in color. Under the full force of Lin Mashian's weakening, Fishery Red Eyebrow's luck rapidly declined, and in the blink of an eye, it had been halved. The luck turned from red to green, and the value went from 82 to 41. Lin Mou knew that this was the limit and could not continue to weaken it. After all, this was a living being, not a stone tablet. There was a fundamental difference between the two. Explode! Lightly shouting in his heart, he detonated the luck of both sides. Attacking with luck, Lin Mashian's luck was in the state of transforming the dragon, breaking through the limit. On the other hand, Yuchime's luck was only 41, there was a huge difference between the two. The fisherman's red eyebrows, who was casting a spell to attack, his entire body shuddered violently and a mouthful of blood fiercely spewed out, blowing his room right down. He was completely at a loss as to how and why he had been injured. The two grand elders beside him were also shocked, they too did not understand why this happened. At this time, the fisherman's red eyebrows heard a voice, "Patriarch fisherman, this matter is noted down by Mr. Lin, some return respectfully accepted. For the sake of Lightning Row, this matter ends here. If there is a next time, Lin Moi will double the return."
Chapter 1997, Don't blame me for scolding you if you're not a proper person.
Fisherman Chime couldn't help the panic that flooded his eyes, he had actually heard Lin Mashua's warning. The two of them were separated by an unknown number of light years, he didn't know how Lin Mashua had managed to do it. Fisherman Chime knew that his attack had failed, not only had it failed, but it had failed miserably.
Lin Mayu's fearsomeness was far beyond imagination.
He told the two grand elders about this, and the two grand elders also revealed shocked expressions. No wonder the human race thinks so highly of Lin Mou, this son is so terrifying that it's hard to imagine.
Terrifying, he is no longer as simple as a second Xiao Zhantian, this son will most likely surpass Xiao Zhantian and create a new era for the human race. Can it be that the human race is going to once again reign supreme? If that's really the case, it's not impossible.
The three of them looked at each other with extremely complicated expressions. This time, Lin Mou had completely knocked out Fishing Red Eyebrow's heart to kill him, and also knocked out the rules of the Starry Sky Fishman race. Lin Emoyan's aura gradually calmed down, and with it, his realm fell back to its true level. Fishery Lightning was watching from the side and was very nervous, until now, she was truly relieved.
Lin Emoyan smiled and said, "Alright, it's fine."
Fishery Lightning let out a, "It wasn't easy to unleash that magic treasure once, I don't think the Patriarch and the others will do it again in a short period of time." Lin Mayu said, "You're right." Fishing Red Eyebrows, which was that they didn't dare to make a move in a short period of time, it was estimated that they wouldn't dare to make a move in the future. Lin Mouyan knew how strong the effect of his words was, although it was just a warning, it was full of threats. Using the explosive luck technique, through the line of cause and effect, across an infinite distance, he had directly injured the fisherman's red eyebrows.
With this kind of tactic, even a Saint Exalt would probably be scared half to death.
In the past, the ancient Buddha had used karma to strike an ancient Buddha palm against himself. The ancient Buddha palm had traces to be found, and although it was powerful, it was not bizarre. The explosive luck technique didn't have any traces to be found, so it looked a bit weird. Lin Mou was curious to know how these people from the Fishery Red Eyebrows would react now, the expressions on their faces should be wonderful. Lin Mou brought Yu Qingruo to embark on the journey once again, a karma attack, a qi attack, was just like an interlude, and it didn't affect the two of them's interest in the slightest. In the ensuing period of time, Lin Mou brought Yu Qingruo to see all the beautiful landscapes, big and small, in the Divine City Starfield.
"Are you sure you don't want me to accompany you back?"
Lin Mojing asked. Fisherman Lightning shook her head, "I can handle my own affairs on my own." Lin Mou didn't stop her, "Then you take care of yourself, if there are any problems, look for me directly, I'll come over and solve them." Fishing Lightning smiled sweetly, "Don't worry, I have a special identity, I'll be fine." As the princess of the Starry Sky Fishman clan, Fishery Lightning had already been internally designated as the next clan chief. As long as she achieved the pilgrimage, she could become the clan leader, and even if she made a few mistakes, nothing would be done to her. What's more, Lin Mou felt that it was even more unlikely that people such as Fishery Red Eyebrows would punish Fishery Lightning Ro now.
With reluctance, Fishery Lightning left. Although she didn't say anything, that kind of reluctance was very clear to Lin Mou.
Lin Mouyue knew that the two would meet again sooner or later, the karmic thread was still there, this farewell was not final.
Lin Mou also returned to Divine City and once again prepared to cultivate.
Time and time again, things were telling him that in this world, if he wanted to live comfortably, strength came first.
If he was already a saint exalt, where would Fishing Red Eyebrows dare to make a move on himself again?
On the way back, Lin Mou sent a message to Saint Zun Hao, inquiring about Xiao Wu's situation. Every once in a while, Lin Mou would ask how Sacred Zun had left the Divine City Starfield with Little Mist and was wandering around in the Four Directions Starfield of the human race. This old and young got along very well, and Little Mist also seemed to be having some fun. It was the same this time. Sacred Honor Hao had taken Little Mist to the Green Dragon Starfield, and it wasn't clear as to when he would be back. Lin Mou was also happy to do so. Little Mist had turned from an artifact spirit into a real human being, so naturally, she had to have a good experience of the human world. She had previously spent an unknown number of years in the Cloud Mist sect, and although Illusory Mist Heavenly Father had treated her well, she had always been stuck in the same place. Now she finally had the chance to see the world. Illusory Mist Heavenly Father, what I promised you is considered done. Lin Maxian was thinking in his mind when suddenly, he felt something stirring in his soul. As his mind sank into his soul, Lin Mou saw the Cloud Mist sect's Supreme Inheritance Pearl, which was shining brightly. Within the light, countless runes were projected. These runes danced in the light, and there were many runes that Lin Mou had never seen before. But with his understanding of runes, he was able to roughly determine the function of these runes.
Space runes. Time runes. And these runes, I can't believe I don't recognize any of them.
Lin Maxian thought that he had mastered almost all of the runes, but he didn't expect that there were so many runes that he had never seen before that existed. These runes continued to fly around and then merged with each other, forming one arcane ancient rune after another. These ancient runes then combined once again, turning into mountains, turning into seas, turning into a starry sky beast, a galaxy.
Finally, a runic giant, even more gigantic than a galaxy, appeared in the light.
It cupped stars in its hands and broke the star river with its fists, incomparably powerful. Lin Mou was greatly shocked, ancient giant. The giant in the light and shadow was exactly the same as the ancient giant he had once seen.
The secret realm of the Divine City Star Realm was made from the ancient symbol fragments of the ancient giant. The ancient giant's severed finger was still outside the Divine City Star Realm today.
It was clearly the Cloud Mist sect's supreme inheritance, so why would an ancient giant appear?
Could it be that the ancient giant, too, was transformed by the Cloud Mist sect?
Lin Mou instinctively felt that it was unlikely, and that he had no basis for this guess, but what could be explained by what he saw in front of him? The pearl once again erupted with a strong light, dispelling all the light and shadows. The strong light illuminated half of the soul world, followed by a large stream of information rushing into the soul. Lin Mou was caught off guard. A strong sharp pain came from his soul, and he was almost overwhelmed by the flow of information. It was only with great difficulty that he was able to endure it. Lin Mou had aftershocks.
This was already the second time, the previous time was the same, and the second time again.
This supreme inheritance, it really didn't care about the recipient's life or death. Lin Mou doubted if it was in the eyes of those heavenly exalted that if they couldn't even accept the message, they didn't deserve the inheritance. Thinking about it, there was a strong possibility that those heavenly elders were super strong, and their personalities might also be very eccentric. It's hard to say, it's an old guy with an eccentric personality, the kind that likes to see others unlucky the most. Lin Mou secretly speculated, also regardless of whether it was true or false, whether it was right or wrong.
Who let the supreme inheritance be so inappropriate?
Thinking about it, Lin Mou simultaneously sorted out the information that had been passed down. He had two minds, and while sorting it out, he had already begun to look at it.
After looking at it for a moment, Lin Mou couldn't help but reveal his surprise. Surprisingly, it's like this.
The previous inheritance was mainly about the art of Qi Luck. After Lin Mou learned it, he thought for a while that the Cloud Mist sect was sublimating from luck into Qi Luck, and then touching Qi Luck to the laws of cause and effect, layer by layer. At that time, he admired the Cloud Mist sect's ancestor for using this method to reach out to the void and drifting laws of causality. But now, he truly realized that he had still underestimated the Cloud Mist sect. The Cloud Mist sect's inheritance had already exceeded the art of Qi, but had truly come into contact with the laws of causality.
And with the law of causality, the Cloud Mist sect had, back then, made many arrangements. Chapter 1998, The Two Heavenly Dignitaries Who Don't Have a Good Relationship.
The amount of information about the inheritance was huge. Lin Mou was a little bit in tears. Illusory Mist Heavenly Father, count your ruthlessness, you can still keep your hand in this kind of thing. For the Cloud Mist sect, the inheritance was an incredibly important and sacred thing. Illusory Mist Heavenly Father was the ruler of Cloud Mist sect at that time, and he was in charge of the inheritance. Especially after the Great War, the place of inheritance had fallen out, and it was even more necessary for descendants to pass on the inheritance.
How could it be imagined that the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father would have selfish motives in this matter?
Previously, Lin Maxian's acquisition of the Art of Qi Fortune from the Supreme Inheritance was only a part of the inheritance. Most of this part of the inheritance was theory. And there were almost no arts. At that time, Lin Mou hadn't had any doubts. The Art of Qi Fortune was too subtle, he couldn't even read it very well. The realm is not enough, cannot see the omissions, also cannot be helped. Wan Wan did not expect the Supreme Inheritance. There is another part of the inheritance, no longer only theory, but with a real art. It can be said that this is the core of the real inheritance. If you want to activate this part of the inheritance, the only way is to mold a physical body for Little Mist.
Only if Little Miss successfully shaped her physical body and succeeded in becoming a living being would this part of the inheritance be unsealed. As for how judgment was made in the inheritance, Lin Moxian thought that it wouldn't be difficult. With the illusory mist Heavenly Father's ability, he only needed to do some judgment at the trapped fruit level to make it happen. Now that Little Mist had a physical body and had managed to last for a period of time, Illusory Mist Celestial Father's restriction was lifted, and Lin Mou had naturally obtained this part of the inheritance. Fortunately, he had promised the words of the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father at that time, and afterwards he had done his best to complete this matter. If he had come across some people who just promised but didn't do it, then he wouldn't have been able to obtain this part of the inheritance. From this, it could be seen that the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father was really good to Little Mist, and had the illusion of treating him as if he were his own. Lin Mou even suspected that the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father had never had a wife or child in his life, and that was why he treated Little Mist as his own daughter. The inherited message finally stopped, and Lin Mou slowly sighed in relief. It's finally over. A burst of swelling pain came from his soul, which was already close to its limit. Lin Mou let his soul relax, allowing it to recover. The requirements of the inheritance for the soul were somewhat high, and with his Saint Exalt Realm soul, he was almost unable to carry it. Perhaps, in the eyes of the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father back then, Saint Exalted might just be a passing standard. Hee, why is it still glowing? Without thinking, he saw that the Pearl of the Supreme Inheritance was still glowing, with ancient symbols appearing on it once again. A thought popped up in Lin Moxian's mind, it can't be that it's not over yet. Wow! A strong light once again illuminated the soul world, and another amount of information rushed over, completely regardless of whether Lin Mou could stand it or not. Damn it, you sister! Lin Mou used the words of his previous life and angrily spat out a sentence as a way to express his feelings. The soul was almost on the verge of exploding, the information this time, was not in any way less than before. Lin Mou struggled to control her soul and not let it blow up. Although the soul could be reborn and it didn't take more than half a second before and after, he didn't know if he would miss any important information within that half a second. So Lin Mou tried to maintain his soul and endure the severe pain. The world tree drooped its branches and sprinkled countless golden points of light, helping the soul maintain stability. The nine-colored dragon soul crystal also spewed out dragon breath, protecting the soul. The information transmitted was too much, and the soul still reached its limit, expanding at a speed visible to the naked eye. Oh no, it's not going to last. Lin Moxian realized that his soul had really reached its limit and would soon burst open. The information that had been passed down was simply too much, so much that he simply couldn't bear it.
Something must be done.
Lin Moxian raised the scepter of heavenly tribulation.
It was the only thing he could think of that could be useful.
If he couldn't even use the scepter of heavenly tribulation, then he would just wait for his soul to explode. Death wouldn't kill him, he would just lose some of his inheritance. Lin Moxian communicated with it with his soul, and the scepter of heavenly tribulation didn't respond. The soul forced itself to endure the severe pain and slapped the scepter of heavenly deluge with its swollen little hand. If you don't move a bit, I'm going to lose my inheritance.
Trouble moving, I know you must have other uses besides smashing things.
Under Lin Moxian's tapping, the scepter of heavenly tribulation finally reacted a little. It seemed to vibrate unwillingly, and the soul gem on it shot out an earth-colored light that landed on the soul. The originally swollen soul returned to its original state in the blink of an eye. The swelling subsided, and Lin Mou had a refreshing feeling. Lin Mou didn't understand how the soul gem did it, but it just did. He felt as if the bearing capacity of his soul had doubled, and his soul that could only hold a large river could now hold an ocean. Lin Moxian knew very well that this was only temporary, the essence of his soul would not change. When the effect of the soul gem disappeared, the ocean would definitely erupt into a tsunami and wash away the soul. He grasped the time and hurriedly accepted and organized this information.
The soul was running at its fastest speed, and Lin Moxian didn't dare to delay for even a second, much less get distracted.
If he wasn't afraid of missing the inheritance, Lin Mou even wanted to use the laws of time to slow down the flow of time for himself. His soul was about to smoke, and his face was even more excited. Lin Mou was excited, truly excited, even with his state of mind, he couldn't help but be excited. The inheritance that had come over this time was not the inheritance of the Cloud Mist sect, but the inheritance of another heavenly exalt. This heavenly sovereign was the number one person of runes in that era, the sacred rune Heavenly Sovereign. No one could have imagined that in the Cloud Mist sect's supreme inheritance, there would be the inheritance of the sacred rune Heavenly Father.
Moreover, this inheritance would be activated after the Cloud Mist sect's inheritance had completely ended.
If they didn't help Little Mist mold his physical body, the loss would be truly great. Little Mist had become the key to both inheritances, and it was incredibly significant. Lin Moxian was grateful that he had made the right choice. The inheritance of the sacred talisman Heavenly Father continued to pour in, a Heavenly Father's inheritance, how much information was there, it was simply terrifying. Lin Mou had no desire to think about it until later, only knowing to keep combing through it. The effect of the soul gemstone was fading without realizing it, and Lin Mou once again felt the swelling and pain, but it was much better than before. At this moment, Lin Mou had no way to think, he instinctively combed through the information, racing against time. I don't know how long it took, but the inheritance finally ended, Lin Mou's soul was still intact, and he revealed a smile, fortunately, old me made it through.
Not bad, the little guy is very resilient, qualified to receive this father's inheritance.
A voice suddenly rang out, and Lin Moxian saw that above the pearl, a silhouette appeared. The silhouette zoomed in and out of sight, turning into a majestic middle-aged man with an aura somewhat similar to the illusory mist heavenly father. Lin Mou immediately realized the identity of this big brother, and immediately bowed respectfully, late generation has met the sacred rune heavenly father.
The sacred rune heavenly father revealed a hint of a smile, majestic yet amiable, seeing that you're only 100 years old or so. You've managed to reach the divine sovereign realm, and you also possess a sacred sovereign realm soul that constructs world prototypes, even in the old man's time, you were a top genius. Not to mention anything else, that old kid, illusory mist, was far inferior to you when he was young. The Fu heavenly father praised Lin Mou, while also belittling the illusory mist heavenly father. Lin Mou couldn't help but slander in his heart, it seems that Fu Tianzun and illusory mist heavenly father, they don't have a good relationship.
But if the relationship isn't good, why does the inheritance have to be together again?
Transformation for all, necromancer. I am the heavenly tribulation 1-6. Chapter 1999 Heavenly Exalt also has 7 emotions and 6 desires.
The sacred rune heavenly father seemed to have read Lin Mayu's thoughts and slowly said, little fellow, you must be guessing why the old man's inheritance would be placed in the cloud mist sect.
Lin Mou honestly admitted that lying in front of a heavenly exalt was of little use.
The sacred rune heavenly father slowly sat down, sitting the cloud mist sect's supreme inheritance pearl underneath him. How refreshing, sitting on the cloud mist sect's inheritance supreme treasure is like sitting on the body of that old boy, illusory mist.
The corners of Lin Mayu's mouth twitched, it seemed that these two heavenly sovereigns, they really did have a story.
The sacred rune heavenly sovereign said, it's actually very simple, because the old man can't stand to look at that old brat, illusory mist.
What kind of reason was that?
Not being used to illusory mist heavenly father and having to put the inheritance together, Lin Mou said that he didn't understand.
The sacred rune heavenly father explained, because I can't get used to it, I have to make it more difficult for that old man illusory mist's inheritor.
If you can't even stand the inheritance of the old man, then die.
And don't even want the inheritance of that old son of phantom mist.
Lin Moxian was creeped out by what he heard, that the sacred rune heavenly father would even think this way.
After receiving the inheritance of the illusory mist heavenly sovereign, and then receiving the inheritance of the sacred rune heavenly sovereign in a row, an ordinary saint sovereign wouldn't be able to carry it at all.
This wasn't wreaking havoc, this was simply killing people.
But Lin Moxian couldn't say this, the corner of his mouth twitched, isn't it too dangerous for you old man to do this?
The sacred rune heavenly father hummed, what's so dangerous about it, didn't you just succeed?
Lin Moxian was a bit speechless, could others compare to himself?
Did others have the world tree? Do they have the 9-colored dragon soul crystal? Do they have the scepter of heavenly tribulation?
Lin Mou dared to say that this inheritance would be a death sentence even if it was replaced by Saint Zun Hao.
However, he did not dare to say a word, in the face of the heavenly sovereign, even if it was only a remnant soul, it would not take much effort to kill him.
Sacred rune heavenly father continued, illusory mist that old boy is not fair, he escaped by himself and only left the inheritance behind, not caring if the great world dies or lives.
Even Little Mist didn't take it with him, and said that he had seen karma and destiny, and that Little Mist had his own nobles.
Cowardice is cowardice, still looking for a fart reason, I'm not used to seeing hypocrites like him.
So after the old illusory mist kid escaped, he entered the cloud mist sect and left his inheritance in there as well.
I'd like to see if the nobleman that the illusory mist cowardly kid said would appear, if you can't even catch the old man's inheritance, then you're not a nobleman.
Lin Moxian was a bit speechless, if you can't catch it, you'll die.
The sacred rune heavenly father hummed.
That only means that that guy isn't any kind of nobleman, it means that the illusory mist coward was wrong.
It's a pity, you kid even caught it.
What do you mean it's a pity? 100,000 starry sky beasts ran through Lin Mayu's heart.
Was the sacred rune heavenly father really a heavenly father?
How is this personality like a child's? It was a bit scary.
Lin Mou even doubted that the sacred rune heavenly father would make a move to kill himself in order to prove that the illusory mist heavenly father was wrong.
The sacred rune heavenly father glanced obliquely at Lin Mou, don't worry, I won't kill you, it's the cowardly illusory mist that the old man can't stand to see, not you.
Lin Mou pondered over the words of the sacred rune heavenly sovereign and asked bravely, senior, what exactly did the illusory mist heavenly sovereign do to provoke you to be so angry?
He could hear that the sacred rune heavenly father disliked the illusory mist heavenly father very much, but held his identity, so he didn't say anything.
Lin Mou's words were believed to have given him a vent.
The sacred rune heavenly father immediately followed up on Lin Mou's words, alright, since you want to hear it, then I'll talk about it.
It was as if grievances that had been held back for countless years poured out like a waterfall.
Lin Mou listened carefully, not saying a word in the meantime. How could he not have imagined that the sacred rune heavenly exalt's resentment was so heavy?
Where were the two heavenly dignitaries at odds? They were practically on the verge of turning against each other.
If it wasn't for the fact that they were all human races, they might have already fought.
It turned out that the conflict between the two was all because of a woman from their youth.
Both of them fell in love with a woman at the same time.
And it turned out that the woman didn't like either of the two.
The reason was that both were too good for her and she couldn't choose.
The woman ended up remaining unmarried for the rest of her life until her lifespan was exhausted.
The illusory mist heavenly father kept the woman's soul and refined it into an artifact spirit, the little mist. the illusory Mist Heavenly Sovereign treated Little Mist extremely well and remained unmarried for his own life. At that time, the Sacred Rune Heavenly Father was a step too late, and then whenever he saw Little Mist and the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father, his heart was always uncomfortable. Especially after the ancient war, the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father left this world, and even left Little Mist here. Saying that Little Mist would meet a nobleman, and warning the Sacred Rune Heavenly Father not to interfere. Although the Sacred Rune Heavenly Father couldn't stand to look at the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father, he also knew that the Illusory Mist Heavenly Father wouldn't make fun of Little Mist's affairs. Thus, he also left behind a legacy, wanting to see who the so-called noble person was. Surprisingly, there was still such a thing. It really made Lin Mou cry and laugh a little. A hallowed heavenly exalt would even be trapped by love. But thinking about it, this seemed normal. What a heavenly exalt represented was status and strength. It didn't mean that they didn't have feelings and desires. If he himself became a heavenly sovereign one day, he might be equally so. The Sacred Rune Heavenly Father said, "What you did back there, Old Me saw it all. You did well, better than a coward. Old Me is satisfied." Lin Mou asked, "I wonder what the Illusory Mist Heavenly Sovereign was planning to do back then?" The Sacred Talisman Heavenly Father casually said, "What else could he have done? Nothing more than going to the Realm Sea to look for it." Saying this, he suddenly paused and didn't go any further. "You don't need to know this now. When will it not be too late to find out when you become a Heavenly Sovereign?" Lin Mou didn't pursue the question. The Sacred Rune Heavenly Father didn't want to say it, so it was useless for him to pursue it. However, he did make a note of the words Boundary Sea. According to his guess, the Boundary Sea should be a place that only Heavenly Exalted could know about and go over to. Lin Mou changed the topic. "Illusory Mist Heavenly Father, is he still alive?" The Sacred Rune Heavenly Father snorted coldly. "Maybe, it might still be alive, it might be dead." The Sacred Rune Heavenly Sovereign's residual soul, like the Illusory Mist Heavenly Sovereign's residual soul, was completely disconnected from the main body. Regardless of whether the main body lived or died, it had no effect on the residual soul. Although the Sacred Rune Heavenly Father hadn't said it, it had given Lin Moshian a possibility. It was truly possible that the Illusory Mist Celestial Sovereign was still alive. But the lifespan of a celestial sovereign was only 500,000 years, and the Illusory Mist Celestial Sovereign had said that it wasn't easy to live a long life. 2 million years had passed since ancient times, so how did the Illusory Mist Heavenly Exalt survive? The Sacred Symbol Heavenly Sovereign said, "I know you still have a lot of questions, but that's all I can say. This wisp of my residual soul doesn't have much time left, so I won't waste it here. You remember, the stronger the strength, the more you are qualified to know. Without strength, the more you know, the faster you die. Since the coward said that you are Little Misty's noble, then you should be noble and not die. This world, its days are numbered. Let's see if you can help the world change its fate against the heavens." Lin Mou asked, "Where is Senior going?" The Sacred Rune Heavenly Father laughed, "To do something that needs to be done. Those of us who are guilty of this world, do what I can to make up for it." It was only at this moment in time that the Sacred Rune Heavenly Father had the appearance of some Heavenly Father. He put away his smile, and his expression became majestic and solemn, emanating an awe-inspiring heavenly might. Chapter 2000, Sacred Rune Heavenly Father's Inheritance, Ancient Rune Warrior. The Sacred Rune Heavenly Father walked away, leaving behind a similar phrase. Although he didn't understand it, but Lin Moshian could hear it, the Sacred Rune Celestial Sovereign cursed the Illusory Mist Celestial Sovereign for being a coward, but in fact, he himself ended up leaving this world in the end. They had abandoned the great world. But why was it like this? Lin Mou didn't quite believe that those celestial sovereigns would really abandon the great world. It wasn't the same as what he had seen and heard before. The once supreme beings, one by one, had died in battle for the great world. The ancient powerhouses, born since the great world was their home, so how could they give it up so easily? Could it be that there is some reason why it had to be done? Or maybe there's an inside story in there that I don't know about. Lin Mou couldn't jump to conclusions. Right now he wasn't in a sufficient realm and wasn't qualified to know many things. But even if he knew, so what? He was incapable of changing it away, adding to his troubles in vain. What he had to do at the moment should be to cultivate hard, reach the peak of Saint Zun, and recast the divine path. If he wanted to know the truth, he had to obtain the qualifications first. Letting the battleship float in the starry sky, Lin Moshian sat motionless in it. He sorted out the information in the inheritance. The information in the inheritance was too much and too mixed, and the content that needed to be sorted out was really a lot, requiring a lot of time. Sorting it out slowly, this time, the Cloud Mist Sect's Supreme Inheritance had a few more practical methods for luck, but again, it required the power of the rules to use them. The Cloud Mist Sect started with luck, then sublimated to Chi Luck, and finally reached the laws of cause and effect, corresponding to the Realm 1. Before the other side, one can learn luck-based techniques to interfere with one's luck and even launch attacks through luck. After the other side, can interfere with the luck, and even on the whole clan race influence, and even destroy the clan is not a problem. And in the end, really touching the cause and effect, it is already not a category that Lin Mou can touch, it is still too far away. After finishing organizing the Cloud Mist Sect's inheritance, Lin Moshian breathed a sigh of relief. It's finally complete. Along this path, at least we can reach the Supreme. Whether or not the Divine Path can be recast has instead become the biggest obstacle. Unfortunately, in the Cloud Mist Sect's inheritance, there is no method to recast the Divine Path. There was a gain, and there was also a small disappointment.
Lin Moshian put it aside and continued to sort out the inheritance of the sacred rune Heavenly Father. Compared to the Cloud Mist sect's inheritance, the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance was much more practical. In the inheritance, it encompassed all the knowledge about runes that the Holy Rune Heavenly Father had learnt in his life, and there was a lot of knowledge, a lot of runes, which were all treasures nowadays. Lin Moshian deeply appreciated how radiant the rune Tao was in the ancient times. The powerful people at that time, their exploration of runes had far surpassed the knowledge of cultivators nowadays. At that time, the Pishang realm was only the beginning of the rune Tao. Lin Moshian murmured to himself as he tidied up, runes, likewise, have a distinction between the real and the imaginary. If one only masters the real type of runes, the limit is supreme, and if one wants to go further, one must master the imaginary type of runes. That is to say, as long as one wants to achieve heavenly exaltation, one must understand the way of emptiness and reality. I was right in thinking that the way of runes doesn't differentiate between fusion runes or rune formations, and that in order to get to the end, one has to have a comprehensive mastery of runes. Those rune masters nowadays are going in the wrong direction. The inheritance of knowledge was broken in front of one disaster at a time. The current cultivators, their understanding of runes had deviated, and Lin Moshian felt the need to correct their understanding. The method was also very simple, he only needed to give the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance to the Rune Saint Zun, who would naturally understand what to do. As he continued to collate the inheritance, he received more and more information. A brilliant light flowed from his eyes as he muttered to himself, so that ancient giant, it's called an ancient rune warrior. The ancient rune warrior is an ancient rune warrior that the sacred rune Heavenly Father created by combining his entire life's learning, and it is also his great achievement in the rune Tao. The ancient rune warrior has a convergence of real and imaginary runes in it, and the real and imaginary runes are fused together, resulting in marvelous changes. No wonder, even if the ancient runes are broken, they can still evolve the secret realm to form a realm of their own, and therein lies the reason.
Even today's first person of runes, the Rune Saint Sovereign, could not manage to evolve a world with an ancient rune.
Much less evolve a world just by virtue of broken ancient runes. The Rune Saint Sovereign had been researching, but had never obtained results. Lin Mou wasn't sure why at the time. But now he finally understands that the reason for all of this is precisely because of the virtual and real runes. Only by understanding the real and the imaginary, and fusing the runes with the real and the imaginary, could one truly turn decay into magic. However, one thing is true. In ancient times, ancient runes were similarly divided into three classes and nine ranks. Runes had grades, and ordinary runes had basic and higher grades.
Ancient runes had three orders and nine ranks, 1 to 3 orders, being low.
4 to 6 orders were medium, and 7 to 9 orders were high. Immediately after, a shocked look appeared in Lin Maya's eyes, and his tone became a little unnatural, ancient rune warrior, surprisingly, it's only a 7th-ordered ancient rune. He repeatedly confirmed it, and finally determined that he hadn't misread it. In the sacred rune Heavenly Father's inheritance, the ancient rune warrior that he had spent his entire life creating was only a 7th-rank ancient rune. 1 second Lin Moshian thought that an ancient rune warrior should belong to the 9th-ranked ancient rune anyways, the most ultimate manifestation of the rune Tao. But the next moment, he was severely punched in the face, the ancient rune warrior was only a 7th-order ancient rune.
With an unbelievable emotion, Lin Mou continued to check the inheritance.
Finally, he knew why the sacred rune Heavenly Father had classified the ancient rune warrior as the 7th rank. In his philosophy, an 8th-order ancient runic symbol was one that could evolve a star river of laws and independently become a law or even a rule, and only such a runic symbol could be called an 8th-order ancient runic symbol. As for the 9th-order ancient runes, that was the true ultimate of the runic path. A great world rune was only worthy of being called a 9th-rank ancient rune in the eyes of a saint rune Heavenly Father.
Independently evolving worlds, evolving countless laws.
Evolving true living beings.
When a runic symbol came out, the world was born. This is the essential gap in eye pattern.
It was as if Lin Moshian had seen a whole new world, and he realized that his eyesight was too small. The goal of the sacred rune Heavenly Father was to surpass the Heavenly Father and master the great world rune, becoming the lord of the world.
Unfortunately, in the end, he didn't manage to do so. After finally reading all of the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance, the harvest was not small.
Unlike the Cloud Mist sect's inheritance, which was so vague and difficult to understand, the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance was all tangible. Only when it came to runic reality did it become arcane and difficult to understand. At least in his own eyes, none of these runes were difficult. Lin Mou took out a jade tablet and tried to make a copy of the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance. But after copying less than 1/10 of the inheritance, the jade token shattered on the spot with a soft sound. Lin Mou realized that the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's inheritance was not something that an ordinary jade token could withstand. After trying a few more times, he found that ordinary jade tags could at most withstand a very small portion of the contents. These contents didn't involve ancient runes, only basic runes and higher runes, and even some of the Holy Rune Heavenly Father's concepts couldn't be copied in. It seemed that the supreme will of the sacred rune Heavenly Father still existed in the inheritance. The battleship, which had been floating in the starry sky for a long time, once again entered deep space and flew towards Divine Ciadi.